Alright, sorry, hold on, I'm trying to... Roger that, take it then. Okay. Alright. Let me let his assistant know real quick. Okay, I just texted his assistant. Okay, so how are you doing?
Okay, I'm super excited.
Yeah?
Yes. And, you know, it was so amazing because I was just thinking, because now I've been twice to this event, and I was thinking, well, I really should talk to Bernie, and then you texted me the same day. I was thinking about that. And I have a half an hour set up with Terry Levine for next week, and Amanda Rose, also she said that 8 people she will have for for a half an hour. And I sent her a message on Facebook just to give a better impression about myself, and I was selected for that too.
Yay!
Yes, very cool.
Yay!
How are you?
Good. I've been sitting on a few of the, because after the event, he said, there's people I didn't get to talk to, and let me open up my schedule, and it's been just amazing hearing the strategy sessions
and the support that he gives, and oh my gosh, I'm just the ideas. I love learning.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the survey for the event?
No. Where was it sent?
The email that you registered with?
What was the name?
Yeah, I think it said Millionaire and Mentors Mastermind Mixer Survey.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall seeing that.
Okay. Yeah, we sent it out yesterday around, I don't know, afternoon, I think.
I thought I saw you on the list. I can send it again. Yeah, we've been starting to get feedback because I want to see what people like, what works.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm not seeing it here. Can I just
say that again?
I don't see it here.
Okay.
Okay. I just texted his wife too.
So hopefully. Yeah, so you got to watch the Sharon Lecter video?
Yeah, actually, I did see that one before.
Oh, you did? Good.
But this is basically, they're just all about how great CEO space is, which I already get it, and I'm really excited to, I really want to go sometime and take my kids too.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, if you let them know that you've seen that, then, you know, right from the get-go, then he doesn't have to explain some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, you can start
out.
Yeah,
there was a couple others that I've seen earlier on the other occasions, so I get it.
Yeah.
It really seems like a really cool kind of thing. And where does this happen? Is it different locations or in the same place?
No, it's in the same place, 5 times a year. And the next one coming up is August 2nd or 3rd. It starts, people come in on both those days. And then it goes until the 9th of August.
And where is it? In Las Vegas?
Henderson.
Nevada.
Which is outside of Las Vegas? Yeah, you fly into Las Vegas, mm-hmm. but it's outside of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice. It's where there's no casino and, you know, not smoking and some of what, when you think of Vegas,
yeah,
you don't have to worry about. Yeah, and how old are your kids again?
The oldest is going to be 14 in September. Next one is going to be 12 this month, and then a 10-year-old plus the 2-year-old.
Ah. Okay, he's getting on right now. Yeah, so they would actually, one would be qualified for the teen program, and the other one would be in the kid program.
I'm sorry, once again, I don't know why, but with my area code, I guess it just takes a number of attempts to get in, so... I was trying, but I got in.
Sorry.
I triumphed and I got in to Shannon Burnett's conference line. Okay, so we're good. So I'm sorry to keep you waiting. So,
oh, it's okay. We have an amazing, amazing Earth Angel. She asked me, she said, it was so funny. She went to both events, both the dinner events, and then she said, I really want to talk to Bernie, and then I called, and so she's excited that you're taking time today.
Well, tell me your journey, Earth Angel. Tell me everything about your journey from childhood to now, and let me know you a bit. Tell me your journey.
Okay. And hi, Bernie. And my name is Sophia. And I really want to say I really appreciate you taking the time. And just today, I gave out the phone number to the cancer doctor.
Good.
And I thank you for that, too.
I'm so glad.
Okay, so you know my whole life story?
Yeah,
okay, so I'm 44 years old. Yes, I'm sorry?
And that helps me coach you because I get to know you, you know.
Okay, sure. Let me start. So I'm 44 and I have 4 kids. I'm single. I have, I grew up in Hungary in a socialist country during the time of socialism, so making money was really not something that people were able to do. And just the perception of money was just, I grew up kind of despising money and thinking that the only thing that matters is the internal value, because I still believe that, but I also now understand that money is very important, and especially that I have all these kids and I have a lot that I want to give them. And I didn't have a very supportive family. Pretty much whenever I had any kind of idea, my mom and dad would say, I don't think that's a good idea. Why don't you do this instead? And they got divorced, and it wasn't a supportive family at all. I really felt like I was by myself, and I had to figure everything out by myself. And I think I was, in a way, more mature than both my mom and dad, and I sort of consulted them through their pain and suffering, and which my dad is still kind of lost. My mom just recently died because she really never took care of herself very well. Yeah, she died last year, just a year ago exactly. And I have a bachelor, and I went to an elite high school in Hungary, and I always was like a burnout type of person. For some reason, I would always be attracted to the homeless people, but then I never belonged there either, and I could never find my place in the world. There's nobody that talks to me about God or anything. I had a godmother, and the only thing I've learned from her, she said that everything happens for a reason. And I searched for wisdom all through my life. I tried everything. I was lost pretty much all my life. I never knew what I wanted to do. I did a lot of stupid things that I'm not very proud of. I divorced my husband, I married him for the wrong reason, and I had another baby for a man that just completely left, and I just created this big problem for me. I have a bachelor's degree in Polish studies. Then I became a massage therapist because I thought I could help people, but then the business part never really was working for me. I also became a doula because I feel very, very passionate about women for some reason, even though when I ever since I remember, I never wanted to be a girl. But now I finally came to terms with that through some, actually, inflow. Trevor helped me with that. And I've been going to counseling and just really, I've been really digging and knocking because I really need to find my place. And I'm very timid as far as...
If reincarnation is real, I certainly want to come back and be a girl.
Yes.
I think being a girl is the greatest thing in the world because I just love women. And I think you guys, with your intuition and all of your wisdoms, are just perfect. It's almost like I think Eve was made first and Adam was second, or Adam was made first and Eve was the improved, better version.
Uh-huh.
I always say this, God made man out of mud and sand, but he made women out of refined sand.
Uh-huh.
Women is the refined version. Yeah.
Yeah, well, so, okay, so for some, I really would like to, or I see myself as becoming successful, and I think that I have intelligence, and I know that I'm capable, but I have this great timidity about business. I have no experience with business.
Well, honey, I want you to give yourself a break. You know, you've just done some amazing things already that you've reported. What is paying the bills right now?
Well, so I have a job that I do as it's a customer service job that I do from home that I like to do because it gives me the freedom to stay home, and especially in the summer, and make my own schedule, but it's really not paying the bills very well because I never get enough hours, or somehow I don't get enough phone calls. But so I'm getting by because somehow some money always shows up. Like I'm living off my inheritance right now, partially. And then before that, there was tax money.
From your mother.
Yes, which wasn't a lot of money, but it is kind of. So it does pay me some. I need to make like a minimum of $400 a week, which is not much. And I'm very disappointed that I can't even get there. And so I have some ideas of what I really, really would like to do. But I don't know if I should just go and get a job somewhere in some kind of a marketing business environment so I can be more just at home in that environment.
I don't understand when you were doing massage how you can't make $400, a month. I mean, I just don't see how to...
A week, $400 a week.
Well, a week, yeah.
I had worked in different places, like as a worker, and there's always, like, there's not enough clients, and then people, they supposedly love my massage, but nobody ever, like, I don't have my own clientele, and I'm just very fumbly about trying to get clients,
well,
or making
what
a flyer.
What if you went to a shopping mall? Many of these shopping malls have a lot of lease spaces. They're empty. And you find a mall that has reasonable traffic, not a mall that's depressed, and it has a lot of lease space. You go to the mall manager and say, can I make a proposal that you let me do massage inside your space, that I take one of your spaces and I take it as is, no build out from you, and I do a massage business in the space, and you can rent it and show it anytime, because it'll rent better if someone's in it, and then I'll move to the next place and the next place, and I'll pay you 30% of what I make. So if I make $100 an hour, you'll make $30 an hour. If I do 10 hours, it's $300. And if I do 20 hours, it's $600. And you should get your rent in a pretty good amount of time. But I can't, as a startup massage business, obligate to fixed revenue. I have to wait till the patients come in, kind of thing. I'm in the market and tell people I'm in the mall. That'll help your traffic, and, you know, I'll bring traffic into the mall. I've been in the business. I have some customers. They will follow me. And just say that and say, I'm looking to build a good business off, you know, the thing. And then you put in the window some curtains, and you put signs that say massage, you know, that, et cetera. You put decals on the window, and you put something like, restore and shop massage. So it's restore and shop massage. And, you know, people come down and they come in and say, can I schedule a massage? And so forth. And say, you know, and you put in the window 50% off first massage, because they'll come back. And so you charge $30 for an hour massage instead of $60, and they give you tips, and you've got a customer that comes back all the time and say, I hope you'll tell others and spread the word, and say, I have some gifts, have some gift coupons.
I'm sorry, Bernie, I need to tell you more about what I really, this is, and I appreciate all.
Well, I'm just saying you could have a free space. You could do your customer service. You could have your children. You could have massage. And you could do a pay raise, because between the customer service and the massage, you'd make it. I mean, you don't need very many in a week. And the mall has enough traffic. And you build your customer base. You start making $1,500, $2,000 a week. But I know you want to do something else, but tell me, tell me what the something else is. Now tell me that. I just wanted you to keep that in your mind as an easy option to get yourself in a place where you're making plenty of money. But go to the next space.
Yes. And so the thing is,
what do you want to
do? It's not massage that I want to do. It's a thing that I can do. But what I really, really want to do is working with pregnant women, and I really don't want to massage any man at all. I want to work with women, especially, well, I could massage men, but it would be a sports massage. If I just asked somebody who had great skills, if they would train me, and there's a space there where I could, it's actually a gym where I work
just
out.
Just do women, just stay with women, make it, women exclusive massage, male free zone, and you put, women exclusive massage, and then you can put under it like a slogan, also specializing in pregnancy and prenatal care.
Fear and this resistance, because there's some people, like, you give them ideas and they just say, oh, yeah, but that's not going to work.
Well, who says that?
For some reason, I really care, I think, so, okay, basically, the maternity care in America is terrible. The women, what they think about themselves and what they're being taught, if they're incapable of giving birth, and birth is supposed to be a rite of passage, is a time of empowerment for women when they go through and they come out and they say, wow, I did this and I can do anything. And whenever I talk to anybody who ever had a baby and this subject of birth comes up, women are always passionate and they always remember the birth, the day of their birth, because you just don't forget. And so what I really, really want to do is have some kind of, build up some kind of a network where it's information and support and education for women, and so that all women will have the ability to know that they actually not just have the option for epidurals and cesareans, but that they do have the option to do it themselves and they are capable. And And so, and I was thinking of just bringing like-minded people together and also have referral service and just approach pregnant women everywhere. And within that, I could offer that I do massage. I also do henna on the belly. You know, I don't know if you have a henna tattoo. It's very pretty. And then I can do doula services. And I was thinking of maybe having like a, something like a bi-monthly magazine with positive birth stories, and it would be also a directory for providers that do this mother-friendly, maybe bringing together women to dance around the fire and just be empowered and be back to like more like an earthy, back to the earth and just like that kind of thing.
Well, here's the problem that we have to go through solving, okay? So are you open to look at the details of what it takes to take the next step?
Yes.
Okay. The skills you have to your life today are not the skills you have to get to do what you're trying to do. So when you try to make choices about the things you want to do, you have a skill deficit. When you come to CO Space, we pour into you a 300% download and upgrade of your business knowledge. So the missing skills that you don't have, you get in a week. Now, there are people that are graduates from business colleges like MIT and Stanford and Harvard, who say that we gave them more value than 4 years in the college with $80,000 in a week. I mean, we really, I just can't explain to you, and you probably will just have to have a suspicion that you will not be the same businesswoman, and the things I tell you next are being received. Let me give you an example that is going to help you see it, okay? If you're doing $1 million of profit, not of sales, but of profit, a month, we look at that as a thimble of full sand, where the thimble that you sew with is full of business knowledge. To it, it's overflowing with sand. And anything less is just a little whisper of sand against the bottom of the thimble. Next to it is a Rubbermaid bucket you'd wash your car with, and it's doing $2 or $3 million a month, $30 million a year of profit. Next to that is a 55-gallon drum, and it's doing $5 or $6 million, and it's doing $50-60 million a month of profit, overflowing. Next to that is an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And it's doing $10 million and $15 million a month. It's doing $100-150 million of profits a year. The Olympic-sized swimming pool. Then there's bays, and the bays are like the bay in, Fort Lauderdale, and the bay in Long Beach, and the bay in the Mediterranean, and those companies are doing a bigger volume, and they're doing 20, 30 million. They're doing 200-300 million of profit. Then there are companies that are small oceans. They're the Chinese Sea, the Mediterranean itself, the Indian Ocean, and those are doing a much bigger volume, and they're doing 70 million to 100 million a month. They're doing $1 billion a year. And then there are the great oceans, the Atlantic, the Pacific, and they're doing $34 billion of profits a quarter, every 3 months of profits, like Apple, like Exxon Oil, like Walmart. All right. Now, CO Space is a group of up to 50 coaches that are coaching the chairman and the leaders of the great oceans, and telling those great oceans how to maintain and grow their businesses. And they are on their knees helping a thimble, a business knowledge, and picking up the thimble and walking it over and dropping it into an Olympic-sized swimming pool. We are not pouring business knowledge into your vessel. We're giving you a bigger vessel. And it would take a lifetime to get it. It's transformational. You become the business person you always wanted to be, and you're able to do what is needed to be done because you've learned so much. So that's the first thing. Secondly, you've acquired mentors who make millions. You're getting coached by people who really know and can really help you do it. Third, you are able to put a plan together and in step after step make the plan work. So there's two now speaking to you as one of those coaches. There's two ways you can operate. One is without any money of any kind, you can ramp up a business and begin to brand and market to women. But the market of pregnant women, you can't reach them. In other words, the biggest cost of a business is the repetition required to reach the buyer. So if I wanted to publish a magazine called Prenatal Mother Care, and it was Prenatal Mother Care Magazine, the secrets, the European secrets of making birth your rite of passage every single time. And then insider articles, and it educates them why to use you, and their dropout cards to call you, and there's ads in there that advertise you, and it's not difficult to put that together. It's very easy to have it done. You can do it with people at the junior college on an intern program. It can be done very quickly, but it takes some money, and the money has to be raised. In other words, in a company, you raise the money to do it, and the money is what drives the business until the income overtakes the expenses. And while you're developing the company, you're paid. So capitalism is about putting capital into business ideas so that the owner is paid while they're developing the business and growing the business, so the business can now pay for itself and pay for staff and employees and support. And capital is what drives the distance between starting, and I'll show you that on a graph. Put a little pyramid on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And put on the left side rising costs of growth. And then put on the other side lagging income. And then put a tilt board, like you had a tilt board or teeter-totter, where the higher side is on costs and the lower side is on income. And from the bottom of the pyramid to the top, put five lines in at a slant.
Oh. Okay.
You got that? Then I want you to put 90% dash year one. Then I want you to put on the next line 75% year two. Then I want you to put on the next line 50% year three. Then I want you to put on the next line 25% year four. Then I want you to put 10% year five. And then at the top of the pyramid, put crossover. And that's where the income pays for the cost of growth. So if we're going to grow a business for you to make income, we're going to have to pay to advertise to pregnant women. And if we want the business to grow, we have to pay for repetition. How many times does it take in an impression that we have made by contacting that pregnant woman in one way or another, by magazine that we publish or by some direct marketing method, so they see us enough times that they begin to use us and pay for us and do it? and we may want to market to their mother and sister and family. We can get those addresses from list providers called like OneSource.com. They will get us every family member of a pregnant woman in her first trimester, and we can mail to them, because many times they will buy the gift for her. They will give her that gift. And it may be that 70% of your business comes from the gift giving, not from the woman buying herself. And a lot of these women are 17 to 25 in their first pregnancy. They don't have a lot of money, and usually their family circles buying gifts like this to give them massage care all the way through. And you would have a platinum and a gold and a silver program. A silver is so many massages before the birth. A gold is so many massages before and after. And a platinum is care for the mother as well as massage for the baby for the first 2 years. And so they can buy different packages. And this gets thought out. This gets priced and thought out at CEO Space. That's where the experts help you do it. Now, if I opened up with no money at all, pampering woman massage, also prenatal care specialists for pregnant women, and I put that as a sign over the door, and I open up in a high-traffic mall, and I pay nothing per month. I have no costs. All I have to do is pay the utilities, and then I share the revenue with the mall owner, and I am able to get customers without spending money or advertising. I can make enough money for you to do very well. Now, with a formula, when you're starting to do well, I can get other massage therapists to copy that in different malls all over the state of Florida and pay you, where they are making a part of the money and the rest goes to the parent company, and you train them, and they do it your way, and they're not owning their own business. You own those businesses by contract, but they're doing all the work. So now you have a business that grows past your own business and what you can do, and you can sell that later for a lot of money as you begin to make the value of pampering women massage. And you don't do men, you just do women. And so you're pampering women. And so you're building the life you want. You're doing what you want. Now, if we raise money, the value of learning how to raise money, we teach you how to raise money, and you're able to do it. And when you raise money, you're paid a salary while you're raising the money. You're also paid a salary while you develop and grow the business. But if you look at that pyramid, 90% of the first year is lost because we had to spend money to get customers and develop a customer base. The second year, we start to make more money. The third year, we make more money. The fourth year, we really get a stable business, and pretty soon it's making the profits. Now, remember, in my model, I'm not suggesting that pyramid is a one location operation. I'm suggesting that you're opening up 10 and 15 of these centers so that you can serve lots of women who are pregnant and help them in Tampa and Orlando and Boca and Sarasota and Naples and so forth. And the brand is becoming really valuable. That's not an income. So, in other words, there's two plans, honey. Plan number one is that you treat and heal and work with as many people as you can in a week, and you're exhausted, and you cannot make any more money because you can't handle any more patients, and that's as much money as you can make, and your business would resell for very little, and that's your lifestyle. That's called an income plan. On the other side is what's called a wealth plan. And a wealth plan envisions that ever-growing numbers of women will be served and benefited by the protocols that you put together in manuals and train good massage people on, and they will pay you to get training and go in business $35,000. And so that massage therapist that has Pampering Women Massage in Houston, in Dallas, in San Antonio, when you have 100 of those paying you, that's $3.5 million in front. And then you make 25% of their business and they make 75. And then you have a business that's worth a lot of money, and you're helping a lot more women, and you're making much more money than you could make treating women yourself in a week. And you may still treat women because it's your gift and your heart and your passion, but you would have your philosophies and your care pampering these overstressed and underserved women, so that they have experiences in their marriage and their life. A lot of these women are career women, and they're working very hard, and they're not taking care of themselves. And you can bring them back to the ritual of being women and to celebrate their femininity and be getting back in their body again and paying attention to their body. And then you can also help women to, you know, spread the word, which they will, that, you know, you provide a rite of passage in pregnancy that brings them the Mount Everest of their life experience. That this is not just bringing a new spirit in the world, it's a sense of the height of your accomplishment as a woman. And it's something that you got a triple A on your report card, and that you had a Gold Academy Award statue, and that every woman needs that trophy, because she successfully did the impossible job of giving a healthy birth to a new spirit coming into the world, and that this is a sacred journey, a holy passage, and the highest thing she can do while she's alive. And she should celebrate herself both in preparing and in aftercare and in a celebration of what she accomplished and achieved, and how magnificent she is for having done it, and that that's all being lost on a linoleum floor in a hospital. And it is not like taking a shit, that having a baby is like planting your flag on Mount Everest. And once you tell a woman that, she is in your care. She will want that experience and say, if you want to have a baby and it's like taking a shit, use the doctor. If you want to have an experience that's like going to the other side and meeting God, then you have to use me. Let me pamper you. I pamper women, that's my brand, but I especially pamper pregnant women. And you put two little brochures on the counter, Pampering Women Massage, and all your philosophies. Celebrating the woman, getting her back in her body, getting her tension back, getting her balance back, getting her, and then on the other side it says, but especially pampering pregnant women, and a whole thing about the separate program for pregnant women, and that'll be a big business. Now, CEO space, you have to do three things. You have to, one, you have to develop skills you don't have now to do it. Two, you need mentors that will help you deliver the plan to execute it. I'm giving you very valuable consulting. I'm giving you steps and methods that are concrete. I'm giving you options. Raise money or don't raise money. And how you go through CO space is different. When you come, how old are the children, honey?
The youngest is 2.5, and 10, 12, and 14. Oh, boy.
Well, if you come to CO Space and bring the children, they have the time of their life. And the younger child, you have each child has a wheelie bag that has their toys and a blanket. And when you're in classes, they sit on their blanket and play their toys. The older kids are playing electronic games. The two-year-old is playing whatever games they want to play, coloring, stuff like that. And then they go to the next event. And all these, the training part is only about 35% of the time, and it's also only an hour. So the kids are always moving, always doing stuff, and there are hundreds of kids. I mean, the kids make friends, they go to pool parties. I have daycare that for your 2-year-old up. They don't do toddlers, so I don't know where their cutoff is. So if she's 2, it probably they won't take that child. If they're almost 3, they probably would. But the rest of them, you can drop them there at any time. We pay for it. And they have ice cream parties and pool parties and game rooms, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. And they're bonded.
Yeah, I very much like to go. I did look at the shorter movies about a CEO of space, and I was very excited about it for both myself and the kids.
But I want you to realize the 3 things that happen. 1. You get skills you don't have now and you must acquire anyway, and now you don't have to wait. 2, you get the mentors that build the business with you, set up the plans, the details, the pricing, all the missing elements. You get a team that helps you. 3, you get a group of people who will begin buying massage from you, right there, people from Florida, and you get customers, you get clients. And so we build businesses. It's just amazing. So that's what we do. Now, the children, I mean, you're going to see a girl, and she will say this. She'll say, my name is Neva, and I have a gift to make people happy. And if you know someone that's had a divorce or a death or their accident, and you want to make them happy, get me to draw a happy drawing for them. I make a drawing, and it makes them happy. And I charge $10. And I also tithe. So I give another drawing to a disabled veteran in a hospital. I go to the vet hospital, and I give it away in your name. And so they get a free happy drawing for every $10. So if you know anybody that needs to be made happy, that's my business. It's my 3rd business. I started my 1st business when I was 2.5. This is my 3rd business, and I'm 5 now. And 100 people walk up and give her $20. And she walks away from that meeting with $2,000 in her pocket and does all these happy drawings. And, you know, that's our kids. That's what happens when they're there. It's just amazing what the gift is for the children. And you get the most loving, supporting grandmas and grandpas. And when your kids say, I'm thinking about doing this, we say, well, that's great. You can do that. Let us help you. Can you draw it out? Why don't you draw something and show us how that would look? We'll help you get it started. And these kids feel encouraged, kind of the opposite of the way you did it when you grew up. They get all the encouragement, all the nurturing, and they just become fantastic kids. And then they all find out about our teen program, year 10 and 11, and they'll just want to go to the teen program when they're in their teen years. And all of our teen grads, when they go to the teen class, they will own a business, never work in one. They will all own a business and employ other people. They will never work for other people. So it's one of the greatest gifts you can give your children. We have parents that come every time and will never let their children miss CEO space because they feel it's so much more valuable than schooling, that they learn more, they're able to have the tools for the world, and really be prepared to do well in the world. And so they, I mean, and I have teens that have grown up at CEO space, now they've gotten older, and they're having teenagers and bringing their teenagers back.
Yes, I can totally see.
But it's a very safe space for you and your family. But what I want you to understand is when you put money to come that is so precious from the little money you have from your mother's inheritance, you will get it back. You're going to get the money back. And so if you're not clear about that, I want you to understand that. You will get the money back. Now, I want to tell you the way you are, because you're spiritual, you're artistic, you're intuitive, and the capital class and learning to raise capital is the most, it's like brand new information from everything that you were raised in Hungary to know about. And it's just not hard. It's like learning to play tennis. And we get you practicing, and we get you, and then you can raise money for your business. And I think for the 3 days that is a bonus extra class. It would be so great for you to get that. Now, if you want to come to the first class and come for less days, you can skip the capital class and take it next time. But, you know, I think if you push yourself to do it, I just warn you, all the classes that we teach are like so much fun, you can't believe it. It's like you're personally getting a massage for the soul. So it's really fun. But the
I'm totally convinced. I can tell. I have no doubt about this. All these things.
But I'm just saying the capital. I'm trying to tell you something else. The capital class is hard work. I mean, that's like a university class. So
I want to learn as much as I possibly can.
Well, we need, you know, because we're teaching you a compression. It's a crash course in capital, so it's very intense. Now, I teach it myself. It's the only class. We don't have one teacher, as good as they are, that can teach that class. I'm trying to get a teacher to be able to teach it. And in the one coming up, I have the top lawyer in the United States on this topic and the lobbyists that passed all the new laws on capital for us and our nation. So I have the two best experts helping me teach the class. And I never have that. The only time I have them there is in the August summer class. And so I just tell you, that's an extra value that you'll get if you can make it for this one. It'll really help you. And then you'll start your business. You won't have to wait. You'll have the plan, the confidence, and you'll be able to really start earning enough money. But I have to tell you, if you go to three malls and two of them say they won't do a lease where you pay nothing, but one says yes, then you are having no overhead, having no fixed costs. I believe you will be able to walk out a month at a mall like that. I think you would always have 100 customers a month at $60, which is $6,000, plus the tips of about two or three. And you'd walk away with $8,000 a month, and that's $80,000 a year. And the mall would take some of that, but that would be the beginning. And then it would grow to $150,000 and $200,000 because those patients would tell others, and it would start to grow. And that's...
Yeah, like it's only so many people I can massage in a day, though.
Well, I'm saying you can do five a day, maybe, you know, break
five.
Meals. Yeah. But imagine you're doing five a day, and in 10 days you did 50. You know, you're looking at every 10 days, 50 times $60 without tips is $3,000 every 10 days.
That's good. But there's more expansion possible, because the other thing could go into, like, preventing teenage pregnancies or dealing with teenage girls and education and support for them.
Yeah, you could
also,
have... you could have
infertility treatment and menopause
right in
on women.
But right in the massage location that you've got, you could set chairs up and have classes for all those topics so that women paid you to come to classes that you gave in the evenings. And that would also, the classes would sell the massage. So that would be good. The massage would fill the classes would sell the massage. So I like that because it gives you an extra income, and two nights a week you could do training for teenage pregnancies, another training for menopausal women, or whatever you want to teach. I mean, there's so
many things. I don't have the knowledge yet, but I just, even if it could be somebody else should be teaching them, I could just somehow, I just know that, like, menopause is an enormous problem.
Huge issue.
There are ways.
Huge issue. And I'll tell you something else. The doctors do not know how to treat women. They don't. And there's a very few natural doctors who know how to balance hormones. And women do not need to suffer this way, but they have to be aggressive about getting the hormone therapy they need. And the MD doctors don't understand it. They give them a Prozac and put them on psychedelic drugs. And they make it worse. They make the women suicidal. It's terrible what they're doing. They don't know how to treat women. And men doctors are terrible, and women doctors aren't much better. You have to find specialists who really know how to treat women, because women are being underserved and undertreated because they have different needs, and the medical profession puts them all in the same box. And they just don't give them the education on special skills on how to treat women. And it's been bad for a long time. I mean, in America, they give them Valium and Xanax and things to relax anxieties by chemicals. And they're just giving them a chemical cocktail, and they're not making them feel good, and they're not solving the problems. And hormones create cancer. Hormones create all the problems. If a woman gets her hormones balanced, she feels great. If her hormones are out of balance, she's going to tear the face off everybody. And it's not her fault. It's that the doctors don't know how to make her review her hormones, analyze them properly, and naturally get them stimulated to be at the right level. And once she's leveled in her hormones, she sleeps better, she has great strength and energy, she feels herself about dealing with everybody, and, you know, it's not her fault that she feels off when her hormones are whacked out of, you know, the park. And today with the diets we have and the toxic ingestible foods, we don't eat fresh foods like they do in Europe. And these people are getting all these hormones and antibiotics in their food, and then they're getting really sick later, and they don't have menopause, they have double menopause because of what they've been eating. Their chemistry is way off. And when they go through menopause, they have to start eating healthy again. They have to stop eating all this red meat with all this fairly toxic chemical cocktail. They have to start eating, you know, properly, and they can enjoy that food and be getting their hormones to have much less of an effect. But someone has to educate them and tell them, and there's plenty of people that'll do that. They're all around you, and Shannon knows a bunch of them. She can help you with that, and Shannon does some of that training herself.
Yeah, I know a woman also that I actually wanted to learn from. She's really good in the area.
Yeah. Well, we have a bunch of people that can help you with that, so we'll get you so you get that support. But you've got a good grasp of yourself. You just need three things. You need to get an upgrade on your skill set. You need one or two of the better mentors to help you do the whole planning and put it together. And when you get to our place, I would meet Paul Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, and he just helps you take these concepts and these ideas and get them into a written plan that's timelined and sequenced and has budgets, and you feel good about. And he does it with you. He's very gentle. He's very easy to work with. And I think you'll like working with him. Now, if you want to work with a woman, because you like women, Shannon has a very low cost, I mean a few hundred dollars, that will put a business plan together right there in town. And she's really good. She was at the meetings too, and she's really good. And so, I don't know, I think that, you know, she might be the one to work with, because you like working with women, you know, and so Shannon can hook you up with her tomorrow or the next day. And she's great to work with. She's like you. She would rather work with just women and help women in business. And I'm so impressed with how she does business planning. She's really good. She's got an MBA, very experienced businesswoman. She bought and sold businesses. And she just wants to help young business like you get ahead.
Okay. I don't mind working with men, because men do have their skills and their logical mindset, which can be very helpful sometimes, but as far as massaging, I'd rather just deal with, like, women that way. But, yes, and then
let's call it, you know, pampering women massage.
Well, we have to see if there's a name like that. But I was thinking about the rite of passage birth services. Possibly.
Here's my problem. What I don't want to do is put the business out, where your main business is marketing to pregnant women. And the reason for that is the cost to get them to come. In other words, how many women want a massage? And let's look at a pyramid and have an upside-down pyramid, okay? So the first thing we want is to get the earliest adopters that are easiest to reach. Well, that's overstressed women that want a massage. Then the next group is like pregnant women. Well, there's two things about pregnant women. We only have a time to reach them. We have to reach them in a period of 6 months, or we have them deliver and they're not pregnant anymore. And so we have a six-month window, and during that time, we have to make contact with them more than once. We can't contact them one time, and they'll come to us. So, and I'm submitting to you that I think we have to contact their sister, their mother, their brother, their father, their grandfather, because those are the people that will buy the gift for them. The pregnant woman is going to primarily have someone that loves them give them the gift of your service. And so we have to contact them one time, a second time, a third time, and that costs money. We have to have materials. We have to have mailing lists. We have to put that out to them. And we have to put it out over and over. Otherwise, they don't know we exist. So the cost of acquiring the customer is very high. So if the massage business of women is growing, the women that are your customers, when you have 100 customers, they'll tell pregnant women that you have this special service, and it'll start organically building, and it'll build organically where that's your sub-business. But I want to, the market for women who aren't pregnant who want a massage is 100 times greater than the market for pregnant women who will get a massage. So what we want to do is build the backbone of the business in the bigger market and then build the subsidiary or the second tier around the pregnant market. But it'll grow very rapidly. So, but I don't want you to brand it. What I was telling you is if you can imagine a sign, I want you to see a store in a mall in your mind, and I want you to see a wood engraving that's hand-carved, that's very elegant, and it says Pampering Women Massage, and under it, it says also prenatal care for pregnant women essentials. And so they'll just, everybody's walking by the mall that has a pregnancy will see it, and they'll come in and ask you. And so that sign by itself does the advertising for both businesses.
Actually, I met a woman
at
Shannon's place.
Sorry.
Sort of space. Yes.
What were you going to say, Shannon?
I was just saying we're at the top of the hour, and I know you have another appointment at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So, well, do you feel full, like we're doing a good job and we're getting what you wanted?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to help you, honey. I'll be there and coach you and help you and advise you. And so you're not going to be alone. I know what you've been through, and I've spent a lot of time in your country. I know your culture.
Okay.
And I've had offices all over Europe, so I understand the differences. And I'll really help you. I understand. And I think what you're doing is a good business. I think it's a solid plan, and I think you'll do very, very well with CO Space. I mean, very well.
Okay. Well, thank you
Shannon,
so much.
Shannon will walk you through registration, and then she'll bring you to our pre-class site. And in the pre-class site, you learn everything about going. We prepare you for going, and it's so much fun. And she'll walk you to that and help you on the get ready. So whenever you're ready, just get with her and she'll follow up and help you. And I'm going to sign off and you two girls can decide when you're going to have the follow-up call. And Shannon will take care of all the details and walk you through it when you're by a computer. And she'll do it right on the phone. Is that good?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And thank you for letting me serve you. And I'll help your children and I'll mentor your kids. And you just watch how good it is for kids. It's going to change their lives and it's going to be one of the greatest gifts you ever gave them. Okay?
Yes, I believe that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Bernie. Let me go ahead and stop the recording just a second.
Okay.